Who is this?
Hello, my name is Edward. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news from either organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. We are not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization,
no,
or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
Nobody works.
Great. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, or Florida's legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or you are not registered to vote?
Definitely
going to vote? Okay.
Yes, definitely. Aye.
Okay. With which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, or no party affiliation?
Republican.
Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
What is your main racial background? It's African-American, Black, Asian-American.
Italian.
Why?
Italian-American. Italian-American white.
Okay. What is your age?
71.
71. If the elections for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how likely are you to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Are you definitely vote for the Republican candidate? Probably vote for the Democratic?
Definitely. Don't even go any further.
Definitely for the Democratic candidate?
No, Republican candidate.
Okay. That was one of the options. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or if you have never heard of this person, you can indicate that as well. How favorable do you feel towards Arion Huntley?
I have no idea who it is.
Okay. Carolina Amestri?
I have no idea.
Kamala Harris?
Horrible.
So that is somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Unfavorable. Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Leonard Spencer?
Unknown.
Okay. And my last is Scott Boyd.
Unknown again.
Unknown too. Okay.
What district are these people from?
I'm not giving any answer, if I'm honest with you. I will just ask
one
more
question. Have no idea where you're call. Do you have an idea where you're calling?
I'm just giving the number.
Okay. Well, I'm New York. So
okay.
I don't know what you're. You know.
Are in New York?
You're in Fort Lauderdale on my phone.
If the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris?
Donald Trump.
And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Trump, the Republican
definitely
candidate?
Definitely voting for Trump.
Definitely. And if the elections for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amestri, the Republican candidate?
I have no idea about anybody else.
Okay.
I have no idea who you're talking about on any other ones.
If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Carolina Amestri, the Republican candidate, Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate.
Again, I have no idea who you're talking about. So
okay. It's
no to everything.
Okay. Asilo, I just need to ask the questions. As you may know, Republican and State Representative Carolina Amestri has been arrested on Thursday on four felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amestri could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing, says the false charges were created by her political opponents and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for Friday the State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
None of the above.
Okay. If you have to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
None of the above.
Okay. Due to a state representative Amnesty's arrest, there has been a discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate will run for this seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates.
Okay,
who will run
let's stop
re-election.
Right now. Let's stop because I have no idea what you're talking about. So I guess
That's
we're going to end this conversation. Okay,
if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate, Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate.